Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. The British singer-songwriter David Gray joins us live today with a full band performance of the songs from his new album, Mutineers. It's his 10th. The Cafe's Michaela Majoon talks with him extensively. Gray's initial success was in Ireland with the self-released album White Ladder in 1999. That album remains the best-selling album in Ireland ever. It went on to be the first album released by Dave Matthews' ATO Records in the U.S. Michaela Majoon asked him about his expectations when that album came out.
When I started out, I didn't really have a sort of long-term game plan. I was just doing, you know, I was just naive and just wanted to sing my music and connect. I didn't have a sort of future strategy, neither did I really have a picture of the industry that I was getting into. I'm not one to sort of read up on these things. I'm not sort of knee-deep in the mythology of the whole music business and the deals and the characters and the cocaine and the madness. That always sort of just went right over my head. I've always just connected to the music part. So I kind of entered the whole game and just naively sort of stumbled along doing my thing. And one man and a guitar in 1992 wasn't the look exactly that everyone was looking for, certainly not in the UK, with sort of burgeoning Britpop scene about to rear its head and sort of dance music all over the charts. But that's when I sort of stuck my neck out and started doing my thing. And I just took it one record at a time, I guess.
Probably just as well that you didn't know what you were getting into, right?
Yeah, quite.
And you were in Ireland a lot then. The Irish were among the first to kind of...
The Irish heard me and let me sing, you know, which is all I was asking, really. It was such a struggle to find an audience in the UK. It's such a cynical place on so many levels. The Irish have still held on to something important, I think, regarding music and song. And it was sort of love at first gig in terms of my connection with the Irish. So I just, once I'd been over there for one slice of it, I was back again and again and again, and I built a following that then was the springboard for my future success in many ways.
I remember when we got your White Ladder record that we heard that you were really big in Ireland.
Yeah.
So, and that's a great recommendation because they know music there.
They do, yeah.
And poetry and songwriting. David Gray is our guest today on the World Cafe. His new album is called Mutineers. And I read that you really wanted to challenge yourself on this CD and do it differently.
I did. That was where I was at. I was basically bored of myself. I'd come to the end of not just an album cycle when I came off the road in 2011. I think it was the end of an era. And whoever was left, whatever human detritus was left in the David Gray shape that was sitting down to his piano in, you know, 2011, I just sort of sat there. I hit a few moody chords one morning and started writing some sort of vague, whingy lyric and just like, I don't want to do this. What justification is there to do it? Just write stuff because you can. What I wanted to be saying was hallelujah. But I had to find my way back there to reconnect to myself and to my music. And I realized that it was going to be a difficult journey. So this was very much about lying down and dying and then being born again. And it was a forceps delivery in many ways. So I needed a producer. I needed a collaborator. We were working off the map most of the time in the studio. So we weren't working to a template or trying to chase a demo. We were trying to discover something else. Andy Barlow, who was the producer, pushed me towards working on the embryonic songs I hadn't really finished yet. I think he sensed that they were more malleable. So when you've written and it's cast, it's harder to break that and recast it in a new form. So I had this stack of songs. I couldn't believe that he was trying to get me to work on stuff I hadn't even finished the lyrics for. The tape, if you like, caught the moment of discovery. So not the replay, it was the actual event. So the sound of me singing the lyric for the first time in a song or reaching out and hearing the melody and understanding what I was doing, what I had on my hands, not even understanding, reaching and filling it, that beautiful instinctive thing, like all the best moments in life, falling in love, first kisses, not something that you know. You're only afterwards you reflect on it to learn some kind of knowledge. But this is beyond knowledge. This is the instinct at work. And that's what I'm always looking for. So I feel it has a crackle of excitement in that way.
David Gray is here with us today, and it seems like the process that you went through has come out the other side, judging from the first track on the album, Back in the World, which you're back, and it's jubilant.
Yeah, it's a simple song. It needs no explanation. It's a celebration of that fact, back in the present tense, very much.
Let's hear it. We're here with David Gray today. That's Back in the World, the first track from his new album, Mutineers. The song asks if love is God by another name, which is not really a strictly traditional view of God. Are you more a spiritual than a religious person?
Yeah, I mean, whatever these vague, nebulous words are supposed to mean, yeah, I veer away from spirituality as it, in the sort of New Age sense of people doing yoga and eating mung beans and being right on. I mean, I'm just generally in touch with their feelings. But I sense the spiritual in music, and of course, we are emotional beings. We are connecting with each other in many ways. Music intensifies that connection, I think. So it's not. So I can't say I have a faith apart from making music. That's my faith. That's my religion. So, yeah, the word God comes onto this record at several points. Is it God by another name? The magic of existence, you know, the crystal moment that when you're a 17-year-old and everything's just a joyous discovery to you, you're completely enlivened by. And when you're sort of in your mid-40s with kids and a mortgage, it doesn't seem like quite the same substance, time, the stuff that you're wading through on a daily basis. But it is. And it's just a trick of your mind that's making you see it different. So when you back and you reconnect to just the thrill of being in existence, making, celebrating, being alive, are you just getting close to God? Because you're surrendering, basically. It's surrender. So whether you're Rumi, the sort of Sufi mystic, or whether you're me singing a song now, that's what it's all about, surrender ultimately. And that's what this album, I had to surrender basically and let myself break wide open. So full vulnerability and exposure to the world. And then something magical, bigger than you, fills that space. And I think that's my sense of being spiritual.
The song that ends the album also goes into that territory. It's called Gulls.
Gulls is a key track for me on the record. And I wanted to start the record with it because I love the fact it's so other and takes you out. And I wanted the first line to be, "This land belongs to the gulls," which takes you just away. And you know you're not somewhere in the traffic or in your daily chores. You're going off to some other place. So, there are two themes running through the record, obvious ones anyway. There are others, but one is the sort of return to the moment as celebrated in Back in the World. And then there's the other, which is what Gulls is proposing, which is like to go off to the distant places, away from, to lose the human taint and to be part of the natural world and the far-flung places. And I think there's not a day that goes by when I don't look out the window and wish I was on some island with the waves breaking beneath me. Lots of people are pining for the far-flung reaches, but that theme anyway of removal and otherness flooded into this record on several tracks.
Well, let's hear the song, Gulls. Here's David Gray.
God soon, to what the sea. recognize it in my mind. I try to stamp it out before it happened. Try to recognize it in my mind. I try to stamp it out.
That song, Gulls, is on the new David Gray CD, Mutineers. He's our guest today. David, what kind of pressure did you feel after Babylon and White Ladder were so successful?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess, I don't know if pressure is how I would describe it. It was just a dislocating experience, you know. It had gone to such giddy heights. We'd gone from obscurity to ubiquity. The ascent was a glorious one and great fun. But once you're up there, the world has changed and things have been taken off you as well as given to you as part of the bargain. And
what do you mean by that, taken off you?
Well, you know, you're suddenly just like a mainstream artist. You've lost your sort of, there's no gravity there. You're just something for everyone. So therefore you can't be cool or worthy. That's the kind of slight, I guess, if you want to sort of boil it down.
You mean you're seen as a commodity
way? Yeah, you sense that you've been, it's a total commodification, I mean, you know, of the whole thing. And anyway, you find yourself in a funny place. It's a self-conscious place. It's a hall of mirrors. That's what fame and success is. And self-consciousness is an enemy of at least of my art. You know, certain people like Radiohead have turned sort of paranoia into a virtue, but it didn't work for me in that way. I think you become reactive in what you're doing after a while. Well, A, do you try and do the same thing? We didn't want to sort of try and make the same record again, but where's your next step? The whole promotional and touring aspect of White Ladder took years. You know, as it slowly unfolded around the world, it seemed rude to refuse to go there. So the tour lasted from November 1998 till September 2001. And that was a massive period. And so it was kind of dislocating. And then there's the self-consciousness that comes in with it. And I feel that things were sort of reactive. So you're trying to prove things, your worth or whatever, somehow in your music, you're trying to, and that's just, anyway, you want to be free of that. It's not going to assist you to what the good stuff. So in a way, all the records that have been after that have been somehow related to it, I feel. Draw the Line is a title that seems to say enough's enough, do you know what I mean? And then Foundling, the record that came after that, as an offshoot. It's very pure, really, in its own way, but I see them all part as the sort of in the slipstream of that sort of seismic event the thing about this record is I feel that suddenly all that's over. And I'm just stepping lightly now into the future, at one with my past and not too worried about it. I guess I feel I've got something that has a glow, a sort of candescence or whatever, that's kind of this thing has a light emanating from it. I know it's got the good stuff, it's got something extra, and I feel like I've come through something and shed something, a burden perhaps, in having to sort of regenerate in this profound way and this process that I've been through. So it's whatever happened, I don't know when, but suddenly the last shreds of doubt and self-justification and reaction to that have been blown out the back of my head. But yes, that being right up there was quite a thing, you know, an amazing thing. I would never put it down, the whole experience.
David Gray is our guest. His new CD, Mutineers, has songs about new love, songs about loss, and the title track is intriguing.
Yeah, it is. It's intriguing to me, which is one of the reasons I like it so much. Mutineers, the title track, was the song that I guess represents the tumult of the creative process in the studio the best. Just came from, I don't know, out of the back of my head somewhere. I didn't really know what I was singing about, but it was more just to do with the sound of the words. But I'd had this Mutineers line for a little while. That obviously resurfaced at that moment. And then we had this track. So I don't really know what it all exactly means, but all I know is I trust it. And it's a cracker live. So yeah, and it became the album title. And I think, you know, Mutineers is apt, because I realized early on that I was both the captain of the ship and the mutinous crew, and that in order to get this record made and get what I wanted out of it, I was going to have to throw myself overboard, which I did.
Mutineers, that is the title track from the new David Gray album, recorded live. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.